Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Every year at our National Right to Life Convention, we present a workshop that takes a look at the five basic arguments pro-abortionists use to justify abortion and what the responses should be from pro-life activists. All this week, we are discussing those five basic arguments and the facts and resources pro-lifers can use to respond. If you miss any episode, or if you want to download them to share with others, you can find the entire week online at prolifeperspective.com. This workshop is invaluable if you ever find yourself in a situation where you have to know how to respond to pro-abortion arguments. Today, we're going to be looking at the argument that without abortion, society would be burdened with unwanted and abused children. This argument is commonly couched in the phrase, "Every child a wanted child." In the 1960s, we were told that there were too many people, not enough resources, unwanted and abused children, abused women, poverty, and a host of other social ills. When taken separately, these issues all appear to be independent problems, but we were told that they all had a common remedy. Abortion was touted as the solution to all our social ills. In other words, we were told then that these social problems were best resolved by ending someone's life. After nearly four decades of the legalization of abortion on demand and the deaths of over 50 million unborn babies, with the same problems plaguing our society, our opponents still continue to argue that abortion is the solution. Take the issue of poverty, for example. Our opponents argue that there are so many poor people, how can we force a poor woman to carry her baby to term? It is implied that encouraging poor women to abort their children will somehow end poverty. Yet, the same woman who struggles with poverty today is just as poor the day after her child's life is ended. Another example is the case of spousal or family abuse, where some would believe abortion to be the only option to this horrible situation. What about the woman who is being beaten by her husband? When such a question is posed, it is vital to remind the questioner that the same woman threatened with abuse the day before the abortion goes home to the same abuse after the abortion. Nothing has been done by the abortionist or the abortion itself to help her establish a situation of greater safety. Running through questions like these is a common thread. The misguided idea that the baby the mother is carrying is the source of her problem. In reality, for most women, the presence of this new child has only brought into sharp relief the issues and complexities of their lives which make being pregnant seem difficult. When questions are put forward that focus on the baby as the problem, the responses have to point out the larger picture. For instance, we won't end poverty by killing poor children. And we have all heard the mantra, "Every child a wanted child." The core problem, of course, is the idea that we have value not because we simply exist, but because we are wanted. Beyond this is the assumption that children who were aborted were unwanted. This isn't at all necessarily true. Remember that the majority of women, when asked following an abortion why they had one, said they had their abortion because they felt they had no other option. Questions about what we should do with all the unwanted children are also great opportunities to acknowledge the tireless efforts of the pro-life movement in responding to meet the real needs of women facing crisis pregnancies. As always, we provide resource links at prolifeperspective.com. Come back tomorrow and join us as we continue deconstructing pro-abortion arguments for abortion and their pro-life answers. And if you have any questions, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.